This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this is perhaps one of the most unusual shows I've ever done. Not because I'm any more unusual than I normally am, Super Don, but I'm apparently locked in a health food store after hours, and they've left me alone here.
Help!
Yeah.
Help!
Yes. A thank you to Peggy Ranger. She didn't show up for my lecture, though, but she's got another meeting apparently to be at. But that's okay. I'll get out of here later. Natural Foods in Stuart, Florida. No, don't come down and see me. It's too late if you miss the lecture. We had a sold-out audience, and it was free. And they were all over the place here, filled with chairs and things, those of you watching on YouTube. And basically, an empowering lecture, if I may say so myself, ultimately leading to how to restore the gut integrity so all of the functions that are associated with that, which there are many, could be restored. You know, it was interesting as I look at this lecture I just did, and I was talking with the manager of the store about it. If I step outside of myself and watch the lecture, it really is different every time. I know where I want to go with the folks. I know what I want to teach them. But if those of you who are public speakers, you understand this. I hope you do. You got to sense the audience. You got to feel who's there. And you would do that energetically, ultimately. You can use visual cues. You look at the audience. But there are some times where you're like, I'm going to go this way. And then suddenly you look in one person's eyes and suddenly a story floods in or an angle floods in that you have to communicate just for that person. And you don't overtly say, hey, I'm talking to you right now. But it just flows through, and then you hope everybody goes along with it for the ride. But it was like that. For me, it's a very exciting place to be when you're in that moment. You're serving somebody who is in need. Obviously, you're talking to a large group of folks, which we do to some degree, Super Don, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Right. And I can't see you out there necessarily, but I can feel you. All right? And it's not like Bill Clinton, I feel your pain. That's not what I'm saying. It's like that connection, the communication, the intangibles but tangibles, that spiritual connection I feel to you all when we get to do this show. And Super Don, my brother, as well. So last hour, we had a pre-record from yesterday for today's show, exclusive full hour with Dr. Rob McCusby. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did doing the interview and learning a lot from it. We added something in about his wife's story in the show notes. There's a link to his wife's story, a blog about her story, about what she did, silver and everything, to get well. And that led to Dr. Rob McCusby doing what he's doing now with the silver hydrosol. So very, very cool hour. Were you monitoring the YouTube feed? Were there any questions or comments coming through we need to address, or we just dive into the second hour here? Oh, shoot. What does that mean?
I'm sorry. No, I had it going. I was working on some other stuff. So yeah. I think here's what we'll
do. You paid no attention.
Here's what we'll do. Okay. Let's launch into what I think is an important story, something that we need to cover here. I'll go and check maybe on the break. Maybe if there are any questions, we can address those. Maybe like at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
But been a while since we've talked about Fukushima.
Yeah,
you know, it was
yeah.
one of those things where when it was happening and for a period of time after, we were dealing with the the you know, the results of the nuclear plant giving off you know, this giant radiation cloud and radiation in the ocean, and so, and it actually drug on for quite a period of time. We were seeing evidence of it showing up on the coast here on the West Coast. Well, the folks over, the good folks over in Japan at the Fukushima
Tokyo Electric
nuclear
Power
site,
Plant,
they have decided they need to do something because they've run out of room to store the nuclear water, right? The water from the plant that's radiated. So they have come up with a brilliant plan on how to dispose of this in a very safe and environmental way. And I was very impressed with this.
What? They're going to put it in vaccines?
They're going to dump it into the ocean.
Well,
what?
Yeah.
1.09 million tons of water from the nuclear plant. They're going, you know, we don't know what else to do with it. I think we'll just dump it in the ocean.
Well, they say that the solution to pollution is dilution, but the ionizing radiation coming from Fukushima, I don't know how much you can dilute. I mean, the risk is, of course, those that live on the sea, by the sea, the evaporation from the sea to the air and the rain that comes down. We've talked about, you know, closer to the time Fukushima happened, they were finding elevated radiation levels in milk across the North American continent. And you know, we don't cover it every day because it would be all that we cover. And I don't mean that we're cognitively dissonant about it, but I think that to some degree you put it out of your mind, because what can any of us do about it except try to counteract the effects of exposure on an ongoing basis to ionizing radiation, which we talk about from time to time here, and it doesn't change. It means that just like those that survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki and didn't die of cancer many years later, the higher ingestion of selenium is key to your protection against something that you can't account for. Now, one of the mainstay, let's say, messages here is that you have to control for that which you have control over, genuinely. I think we are asked to do that. I know a lot of people will eat glyphosate-containing foods, and they say, I can just pray it away. I'm like, okay, good luck to you. I hope that you're right. Maybe you're right. But I've seen too many people that eat garbage food and just say, oh, I'll just pray it away. And I think that's, I don't say intellectually lazy, but maybe spiritually lazy. And maybe I'm being judgmental here, Super Don, but maybe it's because I don't pray it away. I mean, yes.
Unless it's a hurricane, right?
Unless it's a hurricane, yes, of course. Oh, you had to bring that up, didn't you? now, you know, this is an interesting subject, Super Don, honestly, because, you know, I when I say this, I am not in any way diminishing the power of prayer, okay? My perception and belief on it, the communication, okay? That's not my point in bringing this up. But I think there are people that use it as a crutch or an excuse to not do
what
I believe they should be doing. And of course, I don't like to should on people, you know, but that's just what I'm saying.
You don't like to what?
Should on people.
Should? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That was scary for a moment. But
you nearly should all over.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it's like that old story about the guy in the flood, right, on the roof of the house, you know, and the plane, you know, the helicopter shows up and the boat shows up, and every time he's gone, well, God will save me, you know. And then he dies and goes
boat,
to heaven.
God,
and God's like, look, I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. So, yeah, I think so. You know, I think the trick really is knowing, you know, where that line is, right, of where, you know, action needs to take place rather than just throwing your hands up and waiting for you know, some higher power to take care of it for you. So, you know, the higher power probably gives you the brains and the knowledge to be able to figure out how to get yourself out of a situation, and you can't discount that. And I wish that were the case in Japan, because when you've got, you know, over 1 million tons of water that has all this radioactive material in it, I mean, don't we have the ability to figure out how to get rid of that water in some other way than dump it into the ocean? Isn't that what caused the problem to begin with when they had the storm?
And what's interesting that you bring that up. You know, and I think about, you know, the technology. I don't know what is the technology available to neutralize ionizing radiation particles that may not decay for a million years.
they have something, I don't know anything about this, but they've got something called an advanced liquid processing system. And this is apparently designed in some way to eliminate radioactive material from water. But it hasn't been able to keep up. And so they've got this problem now where they've run out of room. They don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I understand, okay, dilution, but that doesn't, I'm not a scientist. But I'm guessing that if you just dump a million tons of water mm-hmm. into the ocean, I suppose it might dilute at some point way down in the process after it's been in the ocean. But at the point of dumping that water, mm-hmm. at that point, you're killing everything that's in the ocean right there.
Well, and think about those radioactive particles that don't decay for a million years.
Well, yeah, what's the half-life of these things?
Yeah, and so if you ingest that, a fish ingest it, you ingest it, right? Then it's lodged in you. Then that one particle that, yeah, sure, it's diluted in a lot of water, but that one particle may be all it takes. And
right.
And that's why I say, what can we do? And I think of Emoto. It was, you know, it was interesting today when I went to a health food store across town in Stewart, a nice lady and the other lady owns it, and two other ladies that work there, we were talking, and then some woman walked in just with a lot, abounding with energy. She said she was like 50-something years old. She looked very healthy, and she talked about her history, and she started talking about water, and she started talking about Emoto. Remember the guy who took pictures of the crystals of water that, you know, were polluted versus the ones with love, right? And then we looked at each other, and she's like, you look familiar to me. And it turns out I met her at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago. Not this one, but years back when we used to have it. Because she was hanging out with Emoto back then. And, you know, fascinating journey that you happen to just show up somewhere, someone you happen to meet out of the blue shows up. And I think about this radiation issue, and I think about water, and then I think about Emoto, and I think about prayer. How does prayer change water? So, you know, maybe I'm being too harsh for those that pray over water, for instance. That there is evidence that it does alter the water, right?
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, if it works for you, then the more power to you. You know, I mean, it's like, I'm not gonna bash anybody for doing something that they say works for them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a skeptic, so I'm not going to sit here and make you prove it. I mean, if it works for you, it works for you. You know.
But it does honestly bother me as a parent when kids are feeding their kids like glyphosate containing corn chips and bread.
Sure. Yep.
And they're punching holes through their gut. Now, I don't know, again, talk about prayer. You just pray the holes away? Or do you stop putting the things that cause the holes in? I mean, it's like common sense, right? At a certain point, you don't.
That's a tough one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, you can do the Silver Aloe Protocol. It's written about in Unlock the Power to Heal. You can get that at Amazon online or Barnes & Noble online. Show notes are up. Links are there. Thanks to Super Don. RobertScottBell.com. Live from Stewart, Florida. More next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're live at Peggy's, although Peggy's is closed and she's not here. I'm locked in a health food store. Y'all watching on YouTube? There's nobody here. Hello? You know? somebody said
you could run up and down the aisles like Home Alone or something.
Yeah, like do that crazy stuff. I can definitely eat well. I can supplement well. I can make tea, I guess. I'm going to be good. I won't go hungry if I have to stay overnight, but I'm not planning on it. Tomorrow night at Toonies, we might be broadcasting live from Toonies. I haven't confirmed that yet. I'll have to figure that out. Tomorrow, for those of you watching and listening live, the lecture's at 6 at Toonies, but I'm planning to be at Richard Pearl's place in, Sunrise, Florida. And that is Sunset Strip in Florida, Sunrise, and 2 to 4 in the afternoon. It's simply a natural organic restaurant. I'm going to make Richard Pearl buy me lunch. Yep.
There you go.
He's too cheap. He's not going to do it. But I'm going to see if I can get him to do that. Anyway, hey, I think we got a doggy update, a doggy story. Is that what I'm looking at here?
We do, which is interesting timing, because if you're on YouTube, you'll see we got some questions coming up about CBD for dogs.
Oh.
And we also have a question here. Actually, it's a comment of the day, which we can't, you know, hey, you guys! There you go.
That
would be the comment of the day theme while you're on a remote.
Well, why don't you read me the comment of the day, then?
So, comment of the day, this is from Robert. One of our loyal listeners, Robert.
You know, that can't be. There's too many Roberts. Last hour it was Robert and Robert, the two Roberts.
Oh, was it?
Between two ferns.
Oh, that's true. That's right. That's true. Well, we got another Robert here. And Robert came across the titled article, Your Dog's Gut Controls His Health. And it goes on to talk about how the health of the dog's gut will control the health of the dog overall. And in the article, there's a quote that says, "No guts, no glory." Which I thought was kind of clever. And Robert says, the old adage is true. When it comes to your dog's health, your dog can't be healthy without a healthy gut. So I guess it just it makes sense, right? Because we talk about the gut a lot on this show.
Yeah.
And how important the gut is to your basically everything going on in your body and your health. I guess it would be no different for dogs, right?
Well, yeah, why would it? I mean, this is a reality that concerns me, especially when you see, and I walk, because we have now an outdoor cat that's sort of semi-indoor because lives in the garage in the winter that we adopted with this place we are, because it's apparently a mouser and it takes care of rodents in the garden. That's why the garden that we inherited, it was so prolific. There weren't any little mice or rats or anything eating it because this cat is protecting it. So I love this cat. So trying to figure out what food, because they had this cat on just horrible food, and it had a distended stomach. It was still not bad, but, you know, not great. And so we got, I went to one of those pet stores to look for species-appropriate diets. And, of course, cats, you know, we've had, veterinarians on here talking about a species-appropriate diet. You're talking 95, 96, 98, 97% protein is supposed to be. And I was hard-pressed to find a wild quality with 90% protein in these pet food stores. You know, so we've been doing the Stella and Chewies, which I don't endorse. I mean, we use it. Our indoor cat loves it. So I have to transition this other one. But if you look at the ingredients, honestly, read them. I mean, they're feeding these animals corn. And you know, things they would never eat in the wild. Grains.
Right.
And it's like it's not what they would eat, and how is that destroying their gut? And what happens when you eat wrong?
Dogs don't run through the wheat fields eating the wheat and jumping up and grabbing ears of corn? And
I may not be a veterinarian, but I don't believe I've ever seen that happen.
No, yeah. Well, this is a good article, and appreciate Robert passing this on, because where they go, they throw a few ideas out here, like feeding your dog a fresh whole food diet. Mm-hmm. They recommend using probiotics for your dog and avoiding antibiotics, steroids, and unnecessary vaccines. So really a lot of the same advice that you would give owner of the dog,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, it's a good article here at Dogs Naturally Magazine, apparently. And I'm looking at it now. Use probiotics, fermented. Yeah, if you do vegetables, they say if you can ferment them. Raw goat milk can be used, kefir. I've seen kefir being used with great impact for the microbiome of these animals. Cats and dogs, in fact, benefiting from that. So take a look at that. Also,
yeah, try feeding a cat vegetables. That'd be a fun one.
Doesn't always go. The CBD thing, though, these animals can benefit. They have an endocannabinoid system as
well.
So no reason not to give them a little CBD. And, of course, silver if they need it to help heal if they're challenged topically or internally. All right, we have a national immunization alert. Considering that there's no immunization happening in America in reality, at least not by CDC standards. I don't even know if they have standards. We'll find out what that alert is. We got a question of the day coming through, the truth about cancer as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
I love our country, and our country has taken second fiddle. If you look at the trade deals, and nobody knows it better than me, I'm knocking out some of the worst deals I've ever seen. Where we're giving all of our wealth, all of our money to other countries, and then they don't treat us properly. where we're protecting other rich countries, very, very rich countries, including, by the way, a country that happens to be very much in the news, Saudi Arabia, immensely wealthy, and we're taking care of their military for a fraction of the cost. Not fair to us.
President Trump going into a little bit more detail about his comments last night at a Houston rally where he said, I'm a nationalist. The $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot drawing will be tonight at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, and the Dow was down 125 points to close the day at 25,191. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Stand-up radio continues on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from Stuart, Florida tonight at Peggy's Natural Foods. Peggy Ranger, good friend for years. There was actually, Super Don, at this event, there was a woman who did indeed know me when I was a snot-nosed homeopathic kid. And I say that because in my early years of homeopathy, I still probably had a little bit of a snotty nose. But I wasn't a kid, but relative to what I am now, perhaps. And she actually introduced me, this woman, a very nice lady. And, you know, she actually did know me back when in my early homeopathic years, I did travel trips down to Florida from Georgia all those years ago. And I was doing lectures on the circuit. And there are some folks that are still around that knew me way back when. That's pretty wild. Pre-radio days at that point.
Oh.
So there was a little, you know, I don't know what you call that, old home. What do you call that when you're doing the reminiscing? Can you sing me a song about reminiscing?
Walking through the park and reminiscing.
Is that a Hall and Oates? Is that a Hall and Oates?
I can't remember who did that.
And reminiscing. That was a 1970s song. I think it was a soft rock or something.
Yes.
But somebody will know that in the chat room and let us know.
That would be somewhere on the AM Gold CD somewhere.
Yeah. Well, we've got more alerts beyond radiation. Apparently, this at Natural News is called a national immunization alert. I'm like, you know, immunization is the wrong word to use because none of the vaccines are actually immunizations. Becoming immune to something is far different than having an antibody to it. Honestly, it's just so much more than that, and we're still dealing with, like, I don't want to insult cavemen, but it's like a caveman mentality with vaccines that people still think... immunization. You know, you get a vaccine, you're immune. It's like, it's such a, you know, it's
what
wrong.
What was that commercial? That the commercial where they said it's so easy a caveman can do
it? Even a caveman can do it, right? I'm like, this is insulting to, I don't know to who, perhaps Offit, but we don't care if we insult him. But zoster shingles vaccine and non-seasonal flu vaccines are not covered by the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Now, why is this an alert to what?
Well,
Super Don, let me know. Is it an alert? Let me ask you this. Is it an alert to say, hey, you know, everything covered on the national vaccines childhood schedule, like the CDC says, it's recommended for children. If it's on that list and your child is injured or killed, you cannot sue. You have to go to the special magistrate within the kangaroo unconstitutional vaccine court. So they're pointing out in this article that the shingles shot and the non-seasonal flu vaccines are not part of the recommended schedule, so you can sue them should something happen to you or your child. But, I mean, is this a ringing endorsement to say these are the only shots you should get? What's the angle on this story?
Well, you know, you can look at it more than one way, right? Because it's like, on the one hand, like you said, you know, is that it's not covered, so you could sue them. On the other hand, you could look at it and say, well, so if I am injured, so what you're saying is I don't get any compensation through the program. I want to remind you of a story that we covered, and I want to say this was, I'm looking really quick here. It was in August, I believe, where there were lawsuits that were being filed against Merck shingles vaccine, the Zostavax, which is the one they're talking about here.
Yeah.
And there were 18 people from across the country that filed one of the first lawsuits in New Jersey. The lawsuit alleges the vaccine caused people to develop shingles.
Right.
And what they were doing is they were going after them for fraud, which is something that it was kind of like an end around type thing, where they weren't going after them for the things that they say that you can't go after them for, right? But it was for fraud that it was
right.
Well,
that was to violate what or to break the limitation because there was supposedly a loophole, they call it, in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program law that says you can't sue them unless there's fraud, right? So if you can go after the fraud, then all of them are basically liable. In other words, you can, not just these two. But in these two cases, if you're injured, you can go direct. And remember, folks, in the 1980s, this is the reason the law was passed, because they went to the Reagan administration and said, we're pulling out. All the vaccine manufacturers were like, we can't do business in America because your people are suing us. Well, why were they suing? Because there were so many injuries occurring. So remember, part of the law we learned about more recently is that every 2 years, the Department of Health and Human Services, CDC, anybody in that realm that was charged with this, had to report back on what's the rate of adverse events, injuries, deaths, all of that, to make sure that there was never a negative trend. In other words, it wasn't getting worse. That at the very least, every time we would see something, we would address it and make them safer. But there was no incentive because HHS did not do what the law said they had to do. So you are left with, well, you got to take the vaccine. Why? Well, because they're safe and effective and they saved lives. Vaccines save lives, right? We're all a bunch of Pavlovian dogs if we listen and believe that lie. And all too many, in fact, Superdon, is it fair to say that the majority of medical people believe the lies would you say the majority or the majority don't believe the lie? I mean, what if you were to say the majority of doctors say, go get your vaccines, but the majority say, no, don't get your vaccines because I don't believe it. What would you say?
Well, yeah, they believe it, but they don't. They don't view it as a lie, right? I mean, it's very it's not a black and white, cut and dry thing, because most of the people, I believe, that are saying go get your flu shot mean well. You know, it's not like they're going, please go out because we want you to have neurological damage, or go give your kids autism, please.
Well, you know, a dog means well when it licks you. But does that mean it has the intelligence to tell you to go to get a vaccine? You know, no, my point is that these doctors are programmable. They're programmable human. Humans. I mean, they are. They are easy to program. And that's why, and that's how, in many cases, they became doctors, because they didn't ask questions. They put their head down, they studied, they memorized, they were hazed through residency, and they came out with a special degree and a license, unfortunately, to kill, including children, pediatricians. Danger, 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 danger. I do not recommend going to any pediatricians as a general rule. Obviously, we featured a few over the years that actually have achieved a level of consciousness that they see through this, but the vast majority, and I don't think it's an exaggeration, it's not me just generalizing, by their behavior, you shall know them, will say that, yep, I agree, vaccines save lives, just get them. Shut up and get them. And one of the discussions I had with the other health food store here in Stewart, the woman was talking about her family, her in-laws. They're all medical people. They're all suffering from ailments. They're on numerous drugs. And they're, you know, chastising her and her family with her kids. How dare you not vaccinate your kids? This is just abuse. This is neglect. And it's like, you try to bring them the peer-reviewed literature, the science, because they're claiming that she, who works in a health food store, is not scientific and she doesn't know. She couldn't know. And I'm like, yeah, I agree. I bring the science, for instance, on silver to a lot of places, and they'll still say, oh, no, that's health food store stuff. That's not real. I'm like, you know, they're using it in hospitals. That doesn't matter. I mean, there is such a disconnect from higher intelligence when you become a doctor that, as I say, I'm not impressed. Now, this is not me bashing on doctors. I mean, we talk about this with Dr. Batar a lot, and I you know, maybe I'm intolerant. I mean, could it be that you found my level of intolerance? I can only take so much. And doctors claiming to be smarter than the average American who doesn't vaccinate?
Are you doctor intolerant? Is there a pill for that? I don't know.
I'm not taking it. But
will the silver aloe protocol take care of that? I don't know.
Maybe you pour it on their head. They wake up. I don't know. So anyway, well, let's move on from that. By the way, you could take homeoprophylaxis, the nozode for the zoster varicella virus. There are flu nozodes available. In fact, Dr. King has a multi-strain flu relief. Hopefully, it's ready and available for you. So that would be the safer way. And if you want to do the silver hydrosol, a teaspoon, three times a day through the winter months, I think it's your best prophylactic maintenance. We'll talk tomorrow with Christopher Barr, not a doc, about echinacea and its role and how it complements the silver, how we might be able to use both and prevent all flu. It'll be great.
And that's just up, you know. Just make sure you say it right. It is echinacea, not euthanasia, right?
Yes. Did somebody say euthanasia? Who said that? All right. All right.
Anyway, all right. Question of the day.
All right. Now, give me the question of the day. Read it to me. Tell me what they want.
All right. This is coming from Anita. Anita says, in The Truth About Cancer, you mentioned selenium, chromium, and silica to treat cancer. Can you recommend a supplement product that contains all three of these? It seems to me from the discussion that one does exist. Or, if I have to get them separately, again, can you recommend a brand or brands?
Yeah.
There are so many out there, it's difficult to know what you are getting. That's part one, so I guess that's fairly easy to answer, right?
Yeah, of course, but I just want to clarify something. That I never said that I take it to treat cancer. I mean, it is to supplement what the body is lacking so that the body can overcome the cancer. How does it do that? Selenium, the most protective nutrient in the body, mineral to protect against cancer. Of course, chromium addressing the energy of cancer. How does it get it? It steals the sugar that comes into your body, even if it's not refined sugar. From everything, it's an obligate glucose metabolizer. Get the GTF chromium in you in a whole food form, and you can minimize the access for the cancer cells to the sugar. And the silica is to restore the integrity of the connective tissue, make it more difficult for the cancer cells to grow and metastasize, chew through connective tissue. So it's Alta Silica, it's innate response selenium, it's innate response chromium. And you can get that at choosetobehealthy.com, choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. If you're in a health food store like this one, they actually had the Alta Silica and the GTF chromium and the selenium, but they had it in the Mega Food brand. They had the Alta, but they also had Mega Food, which is the health food store brand of N8. Okay, so that's another option. Is there another part of that question?
Anita, and it's we probably don't have enough time to really answer this, but she wanted to know about other protocols for melanoma.
Wasn't there a question of the day we answered for tomorrow with Chris that I told you about? Was this the one, or was it a different one?
No, this is a different one. This is a different one. But you know what? Tune in tomorrow because there will be some good information that Chris gives. And also on Facebook, go to Not a Nurse, Not a Doc. They talk about this all the time. Chris has his own protocols for all kinds of different things, and you definitely can get the information there.
Yeah, you can use silver on a melanoma as well. Iodine directly on a melanoma as well. And, of course, the connective tissue, again, silica, 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 selenium, 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 all of that. So same stuff applies, and then some. All right, folks, we're going to be back. I can't believe we're at the final segment tonight. And if I can get out of this health food store tonight, I'll see you tomorrow in Coral Springs. What are you pooping?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I want to thank Peggy's Natural Foods in Stuart, Florida for hosting me tonight. And tomorrow we'll be at Simply Natural in Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, Florida with Richard Pearl, apparently about 2 to 4 p.m. if you want to drop by and enjoy an organic meal with us. And then back to Coral Springs for Toonies at 6 o'clock. Eastern time, local time. We have Chris, not a doc bar, on the first hour, and then I'll be live, hopefully from Toonies. We'll see where it's going to be tomorrow. We'll have to reach out and find out what's going on with that. But for now, again, upcoming events are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please remember to share the archives, which are available immediately, pretty immediate, at GCN, GCNlive.com, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication. And then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, our friends in the UK, UK Health Radio. And don't think you're getting out of this question, what are you pooping? As well as on YouTube when we're streaming live, which seems to be a lot. Oh, somebody snuck in the back. I'm going to be able to escape Peggy's later. I think we're going to have help to leave. I won't sleep here tonight. This is good news. Good news. So I asked the question, right. Super Don, on the way out, what are you pooping? Now, it's a stunning, weird question, but I've also said this about if you want to find out if your doctor is a good doctor for you, ask your doctor how often he or she is pooping. And if they're not offended and they go, oh, I'm glad you asked that, this is what I do, then, yeah, that you've got somebody that at least understands basic bodily functions and the importance of them. But what goes out in that poop? What's in that poop? You know, obviously, it's metabolic waste. To some degree, it's environmental waste. If you're still capable of dealing with all of the garbage we talk about that's coming in, maybe radioactive waste, if the microbiome can bind it and keep it in there. We've talked about, for instance, certain things in the environment. Like, remember the strawberry, little fibers in strawberries? And that the health ranger, Mike Adams, found out that if you took those fibers when you eat fish, it will bind with the mercury in the fish and carry it through the gut and on out.
That's right, yeah.
So there'll be strategies, but we don't know what the strategy is to make sure that this particular ingredient is coming out, which apparently they're finding is coming out in, is it 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 people?
9 out of 10, I think, is what it came down to here. But, yeah, dude, it's plastic. Apparently, you know, listen, we have, over time, pretty much just accepted that everything is made out of plastic. I mean, if you're sitting right down where you are, anybody who's listening right now, and you look around the room, I dare you to try and be anywhere there's where you're not going to find plastic. A lot of plastic. And apparently a lot of this is ending up in the ocean. And it's breaking down in the ocean and turning into microplastics, which then ends up in the food chain because the birds eat it. It gets into the fish, and then other things eat the fish and the birds and the stuff, and then it just ends up in our food chain. Yeah. And so what they did was this test where they took 8 people from 8 different countries, and they tested their poop. And they were testing, I think, for a number of different plastics.
Yeah.
And they found that out of, like, the 10 types of plastic that they were screening for, they found 9 in every single person from every country. Mm-hmm. And on average, the researchers turned up 20 particles of microplastic per quarter pound of excrement.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking that somebody might be able to say, hey, my poop don't stink because it's made of plastic. But no, it's not all of it. There's still enough of the other stuff in there. But, this is another reason why you want to make sure you have an intact gastrointestinal lining. Because you don't want to get those plastics in you. We talk about leaky gut, large particles, undigested proteins getting in there. And if you have leaky gut, who knows? Those plastics might not all be coming out. And at that point, is it inert? Does the body look at it as a foreign invader? Will it encapsulate it in a tumor? Right? This is a question I have. Now, we know about the xenoestrogenic impact, turning men into girly men, which you can't say. But, I think that the soy boys, though they've been so brought up on soy, turns into girls because of the estrogenic compounds. So I don't know what the whole outcome of this is, but I will say, man, oh, man, oh, man, we've got to convert to hemp. Because it can do things that they're using the oil to make plastics. Hemp will not be xenoestrogenic, and it can make plastics that would be biodegradable ultimately, that would be safer to pass through the system or go into the environment and break down, even if it went into the ocean. Come on, hemp,
I think more research needs to be done on this to see what kind of effect it may be having on people.
Right. And, of course, if you're running low on plastic bags, just sift through. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Listen, I say switch to paper, but then they say, no, you're killing the trees. How about making the paper bags out of hemp, too? Really? We can do that. Folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing, liberty. Thank you to Peggy. Thank you all for being here. I hope to see all my friends down in South Florida tomorrow, Coral Springs, and Fort Lauderdale, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.